joke. Okay. So this Chabura is about Pesachim and Pirtzos. The major topic is going to be, is there such a thing as Shem Pesach besides Omi Meruba? And if so, what is it and what does it do? Possibly may, depending on time, discuss other issues about how various types of gaps may possible a Mavoi and how to rectify those gaps. I did my best to try to organize the material and decide what to leave out, because there's a lot of material, and more important than what is going to be included, deciding what's left out. And there's one issue that I'm going to skirt around is Chatzar versus Mavoi. Some chilukim may be made, but I don't plan on trying to be mazmir any of them. That could be a chabur unto itself for anyone who wants to give. So the question is, so the Gemara says on Vav Med Aleph that Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Mavoi Shenifratz Mitzido Be'eser Berosho Be'arba'a. So ask the Gemara, Maishna Mitzido Be'eser Amar Pischahu Berosho Nami Amar Pischahu. So what is this Lashon of Pischa? Additionally, the Mishnah on Tezvav and Vez says that like Kol Pirtzos Shikas or Amos is Muteras Mipnei Shehu Kepesach. What exactly is this Lashon of Kepesach? Does it just mean that it's Mutter, or is there actually some more significance to this Lashon of Pesach? So I'd like to try to present some shitos about this first before trying to analyze them. It'll make things a little clearer. So the first shita is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, discussion was about how to get Chazon Ish, how to copy and paste Chazon Ish in other Sfarim, and so I didn't edit the bottom of this Chazon Ish, but the part that I do plan on quoting is legible. Anyway, so the Chazon Ish thinks that there is no such thing as a Shem Pesach. The context of this Chazon Ish is that he's arguing that there's no, that a Pirtza Yeser Me Yeser, also something that I'm not really going to discuss, but is an important and relevant topic to what I'm discussing, but I'm not going to talk about it, the Chazon Ish thinks that a Pirtza Yeser Me Yeser is not, does not do anything midoraisa. It's only midrabanan. So therefore, one can understand why the Chazon Ish would want to play down this idea of a Pesach and the shear of 10 amos. So says the Chazon Ish that after he says that we don't only Rav learns from the Pisco Shoheichal. So he says El Chacham Kain Lemichshav Kisasum ad, okay, that's supposed to be Eser. I guess I missed ad Eser. Ulahachmir bepirtza Yeser mi Eser. So says the Chazon Ish that the whole shear of Eser is only midrabanan. Vahadis nan tesvav and bay is called pirtza shika Eser amma hari kepesach. Lishna ba amahu. Don't take it too seriously. Ve'eno rotz alone b'yesh kalach kan koach stima b'hai pirtza. That doesn't mean that like it's really filled in. Devanai, okay, that's also supposed to be below Tzuras HaPesach, Lav Pesachu. Ela rotz alomar koach omi meruba sose meser ishos. That without a Tzuras HaPesach, that it's not really a Pesach, whatever Pesach means. But what does it mean that it's Kepesach? What it means is that omi meruba closes up the entire rishos. Va'pirtza nechshev, that's supposed to be, okay, nechshev es Kepesach. I guess I didn't do such a good job here. Uklape zeh sha'amru chacham de'eser me'eser mafsid es estima amru de'eser mikri pesach. So what he's saying is that the pirtza is nechshev es a pesach in the sense that Chazal said that a gap of more than 10 creates problems. It disrupts the stima, and if it's 10 or less, so then it's called a pesach. But really, there's no, sounds like he's saying, there's no fun, like, actual chalos Pesach. I have Omi Meruba, And that's what does the work for me, and if I don't have Omi Barubasa, then I don't have anything. The Avni Nezer and Rav Chaim, each in their own way, think that there is a Chalos Shem Pesach. The Avni Nezer, I'm just going to say it outside, that he is bothered, what is this Lashon of the Mishnah, that Kol Pirtzei Shehika Eser is Mutter because it's a Pesach, just say it's Mutter. So he quotes the Tosos on Yud Amud Beis that says by Ora Asla and also about someone, I guess, put some makaros over for that side of the room. That by Ora Asla and Tumas Mace in general, that the Ora Asla there on Yud Amud Beis, there is a Poseach Tefach, that the Avir between the two sides of the Or creates a Poseach Tefach, but the Tumah still has to be actually under the Or. If it's under the Avir, so then it's not maybe as a Tumah. That's what Tosfos says. So says the Avni Nezer, we see that Omi Meruba, it is Mitzaref, the Avir between the Or to join to make the Shir Poseach Tefach, but nonetheless, Omi Meruba is not, it doesn't actually fill in that gap in the fullest sense, which is why the Tumah still has to be Tachas the Or. So says the Avni Nezer by Shabbos also, that it should be that even if I have Omi Meruba, that would just be matir, theoretically, that could just be matir tiltul keneged the omi, keneged the walls. But keneged the pirtza, so tiltul shouldn't be mutter. And then he says that, therefore, tiltul shouldn't really be mutter anywhere because the mavui is parts of the makom ha'asur, though. So, says the Avni Nezer, omi meruba by itself is insufficient. He says that there is what a Shem Pesach is coming to solve. The fact that even with Omi Meruba, it still would be parts of the Makom Ha'asur Lo.
If not.
Sorry, yes, if not for a Shem Pesach.
And then what does the Pesach do?
So the Pesach makes it not parts of the Makom Ha'asur Lo. That Omi Meruba itself only is Matcher Kenega the Omeid, but Tumah, that the Tumah has to be Tachas the Or, if that was all I had, so then Tilcha wouldn't be Mutcher Kenega the Pesach, and therefore Tilcha wouldn't really be Mutcher anywhere because the Mavwe is parts of the Makom Ha'asur Lo. So you're asking a great question. What is the mechanism for the Avni Nezer that this Chalos Shem Pesach takes place? May talk about this a little later, but that was the million-dollar question that I had when I first saw this also. And if the mechanism, if by the way, the mechanism is Omi Meruba, so then it's just, you haven't really said anything. Fine, that's... Meaning, the Avni Nezer says Omi Meruba is insufficient. But then he says that I have a Chalos Shem Pesach. So then where does, if the mechanism that creates the Chalos Shem Pesach is Omi Meruba, so then what you've...
What he means is Omi Meruba is insufficient to be considered Mechitza on the whole thing. Right?
Yes, but then...
So
but then
it's not sufficient for that, and therefore by the reason that it's not considered part of it is because it's a Pesach.
Yes, but where does the Shem Pesach come from? If it comes from Omi Meruba, so then Omi Meruba really is sufficient.
Well, I mean, the point is that Omi Meruba does two things. On the Omi parts, it's established as Mechitza. And because of the overall, because it is Meruba, so it also creates a Shem Pesach of what makes it.
I mean, I guess that could be, but then following his...
It's logical, that if you have the Mechitzas on both sides, notwithstanding a Pirtza, so then the Pirtza can be seen as a Pesach. Part of what makes it a Pesach is the fact that the... That it doesn't have to be a mechitza for it to be impacted by the presence of mechitzas conjoining it. I think that's what it means.
I mean, it follows comparison then, so just as Omi Meruba functions two ways by Shabbos, so it should also function two ways by Tumah, and that...
maybe not. I mean, there could still be differences between Shabbos and Tumah.
Right. I mean, if he was trying to draw a chiluk between Shabbos and Toma, I mean, if I was him, I probably would have.
What is it? How does Omer Meruba can create a Pesach in itself?
So,
if there's a connected to Omer part, there's a connected to Pesach.
So, I'm inclined. That's why I'm inclined to think that the mechanism is something other than Omer Meruba. Ariel, you were gonna. So Rav Chaim al Chiddushei Grach al Rambam Shabbos Tazayin Tazayin. He's working with the Rambam that the Rambam says that Eitzuras Pesach can be matir an area Yasser Miyasser, but only together with Omi Meruba. So Rav Chaim develops an idea that I need mechitzos and I need psachim. Obviously, I guess if you have a physical wall, that doesn't need to have a Pesach. That's all you need there, but he says that if the way I understand Rav Chaim is as follows, that if I a Tzuras HaPesach naturally is just a Pesach, again, whatever a Pesach means, and hopefully more coming, but Tzuras HaPesach is naturally a Pesach. If I have Omi Meruba on that side, so then the Omi Meruba creates a Shem Pesach on the gap. And then the Tzuras HaPesach is able to build off of this already existing Shem Pesach and not just serve as a Pesach, but actually serve as a Mechitza. If I don't have Omi Meruba, so then a Tzuras HaPesach reverts to its natural form, which is just a Pesach. Rav Chaim says that if I was to put up four Tzuras HaPesachs and make a square, rectangle, quadrilateral, whatever you want, that this is mutter l'taltel for this, l'inyan Shabbos, but since I don't have Omi Meruba on any side, it is chatzar mechitzos, since it's not actually Rosh Hashayachid. This isn't as surprising for the Rambam, given the Rambam thinks that three walls plus a korah is mutter l'taltel, but not necessarily Rosh Hashayachid also. But that's what Rav Chaim says. What do you mean?
He seems to be working as a mechitza, he would add a meruba by line.
Yes, I guess. Yeah, it's a long piece from Rav Chaim, and as his sons write in his Hagdama, that Rav Chaim spent a lot of time working on it, and I didn't have the time or the mental energy to really try to figure out all the nuances with what Rav Chaim is saying. Every time that I look at it, I find more nuances. I see Ariel smiling. So just to highlight the Rav Chaim and the Avni Nezer, the Avni Nezer probably never saw what Rav Chaim wrote. Just historically, it'd be probably an impossibility. And I don't know if Rav Chaim saw what the Avni Nezer wrote, but they're each saying two different things, though they all bite are similar. Now, just to try to flesh out some of the differences. So one difference is that what would happen if I had a gap of 3.5 tefachim? So it's clear from the Gemara that this is mutter. For Rav Chaim, at least in my impression, is talking more about Selik Pirtzos, the Rishonim ask, at least by Karen Zavis, why 3.5 tefach gap is okay. So they say if it's beyond 3, it's no longer love. If it's 3, it's no longer love. So then what's going on? How is this mutter? So they say that since it's not four tefachim, it's not a sheer mutter, so therefore it's not a problem, something along those lines. So I think that this explanation can work very well for Rav Chaim, and he doesn't ask the question and give an answer, but I think that he is very consistent with this explanation given in the Rashba and the Ritva, that if it's not a shir makom, it's not a problem. However, the Avni Nezer seems to be saying that if I don't have actually a Shem Pesach there, so then connected that area is a problem, and Omi Meruba doesn't solve it. Meaning, just as Omi Meruba doesn't fill in the gap, the two tefach or whatever it is gap in the Ora Asla, so that the Toma can be under it, so it would be maybe it's a Toma. So too, it shouldn't fill in this 3.5 tefach gap here in the Mavoi. So and assuming that a Pesach needs to be at least four Tfachim, so then what exactly is being matched this Mavoi? So the Avni Nezer actually asked this himself, and I don't think I put this in the Makoro sheet, but in I didn't put this so that people could see it inside, but in I believe that it is Taf Samech Hey through Tess, I mean Tess through Yud. He asked the question on himself. He doesn't note that like he's connected seemingly what the Rishonim were saying, though his teretz could be read into them. That he says that in a Hanami that the Omi Meruba doesn't fill in this gap, and the Mavui is parts, but what's it parts to? It's parts to a Makum Patur. That since it's less than four Tfachim, it's considered a Makum Patur, and since it's parts to the Makum Patur, it's not parts to the Makum Asher Lo, and therefore it's not a problem. Because a Makum, what?
Outside it.
I understand, but there's a gap between the walls that is, let's say, half a centimeter thick, and not four tefachim, and from one wall to the other is also not four tefachim, so that makes a Makum Patur.
I think when Adam was reading, we asked him that even though that space that's open to the Mavoi is a sheer Makom Patur, seemingly the halacha parts of Makom Asher Lo might come more than just where it actually appears. If you go out of that space, that area is still Makom Asher.
I guess this is also comes up in Chatzeros about parts of the Makom Asher Lo to say anything intelligent about that.
Going back a step, you can't fill in the hole with the Omi Meruba, and you don't have a Pesach that's too small. So, but is there, do we know that there's, if it's not a Pirza and it's not a Pesach, that's a problem? Like, I just thought the answer was it's not a pirza, it's too small. It's not a makom kosher. Like, it's not a pirza. It's just not a
makom. So I guess one could have said that, but
it's not what he says.
Yeah, I mean, first thing, it's not what he says. Second thing, that I guess that he thinks that the din of parts of the makom asrlo isn't a din in a pirza being like a sheer makom, but rather it's just that I can't have open air, albeit if there's a Makom Patur there, so then it's okay.
And is that consistent with what you want to say for his understanding of Pesach?
I don't see.
You want to say that he has a Sakhi Chalos Pesach?
I mean, I don't think I've said anything really about that. I've just been presenting what he. I haven't been Mechadish anything yet. But the Avni Nezer.
Do you think that that's a paradigm for this, for Pesach too?
What is?
He just correctly said that he obviously doesn't think that Horus or Makom, whatever, is. You just think it's the gap itself, unless it's.
Yes. That I think he's saying that this Makom Tur is not a Pesach, but so. I guess in general he would say you need Pesachim, but if it's there's a Makom Patur there, so that's also a way to.
So what I'm saying is it might be a similar, just as having a Makom Patur doesn't fill the gap, but since it's a Makom Patur, since it appears to be kosher to break up the thing, that might also be what he's thinking of Pesach.
That a Pesach is similar to a Makom Patur?
In that point, meaning that it's not, we're not denying that there's a gap, but we're saying that's an innocuous gap.
I hear. That could, that wasn't the mahalak that I was going to develop, but I guess that it certainly is a viable possibility. Thank you. Another difference between the Avni Nezer and Rav Chaim again, like one can be ion in them, and presumably these differences may flow from how they're understanding the concepts. But the Avni Nazer says that what happens if I have a pirsa yeser me'aser? So the Avni Nazer thinks that I still have mechitzos. I no longer have a chaloshein pesach, and again now memela it's going to be parzal makom aser lo. Rav Chaim thinks that my impression was anyway. I thought he says this that a pirsa yeser me'aser, he calls it that it doesn't have mechitzos klal. That unlike a pirsa of a gap of just eser, that we can talk about whether there's a pesach there or not, but that I still have mechitzos on the sides. That yeser me'aser, that it ruins the entire side of the mavoi. That's just. To highlight two differences between the Avni Nazer and Rav Chaim. So, now returning to the Chazon Ish, while the Chazon Ish may not be as meduyuk in the Lashon of the Mishnah and Tesvav and Mebez and the Gemara that calls it a Pesach, but there is one strength of the Chazon Ish, that what exactly is this mechanism here? Is it that mid-oraisa I need a Pesach? And is like, if it's mid-oraisa, then I need a Pesach, which sounds from Rav Chaim that he's speaking on a d'oraisa level. The Avni Nazer could be speaking on a d'rabbanan level. Again, I don't know about parsa malchum ha'asr lo. I presume that that's only a problem in d'rabbanan, though perhaps that he is adopting this idea in a and expanding it. But if you think that mid-oraisa, I need a Pesach, so then what's the mechanism that creates a Pesach? Is it halach l'moshmi Sinai, that you've just been mechadesh and halach l'moshmi Sinai? And you can say that it's nichlal and the din of the halach l'moshmi Sinai is mechitzas, but it's still, it's obviously less appealing to just have created a new halach l'moshmi Sinai. And if it's mid-rabbanan, so again, that one would still want to understand what are the mechanisms that, why did Chazal create this takana mid-rabbanan that I need a Shem Pesach, and then what are the mechanisms that create the Shem Pesach in the first place? Again, that these things have yet to be explored. I hope to address them a little bit, but one can understand why the Chazon Ish is going to be like Mehecha Tesi and just deny the entire concept entirely. Okay, so now let's talk about evidence about what it might mean to have a chaloshein pesach mid'oraisa, and what exactly it might mean. So just first talk a little bit about what this may impact. So whether or not there's a chaloshein pesach mid'oraisa what exactly a chaloshein pesach mid'oraisa may be, presumably depend on what you need to make a rishus hayachid. Take an extreme example, as Donnie discussed, that Talamis Lakate might not have mechitzos, an Almud might not have mechitzos, but nonetheless it's Rishus Yachid. So let's say that you had an Almud and it had a ramp leading up to the Almud that was not Mislakate the sufficient Esher B'Soch Arba. It's only moved off from the Rishus HaYachid on three sides. I assume that, the Me'iri thinks that you only need three walls, though I don't have a riot of this, but by a Talmas Lakate where he doesn't have any walls, it still only needs to be moved off from the Rishus HaRabim on three sides. Again, I don't have a riot of this, but that's my assumption. So then, on this fourth side where there's this ramp that's not mislakate sufficiently, so, again, if you were to say that there is a chaloshein pesach there, so then presumably this chaloshein pesach is not a mechitza, because the rest of the Talmas Lakate doesn't have mechitzos also, and Rishus HaYachid doesn't need mechitzos. If you think that a Rishus HaYachid needs mechitzos, so you can, it makes more sense. It is a more plausible idea that a Pesach is a type of mechitza. Additionally, this also may affect Avi Rishus HaYachid questions, like if you have if you think that you need mechitzos to create the din of Avi Rishus HaYachid Olad Rikia, so then if you have a Chaloshein Pesach, presumably that is serving as a mechitza to help, and it may help facilitate creating Avi Rishus HaYachid Olad Rikia. But if you think that Rishus Yachad Olad Rikia is just an effect of having Rishus Yachad below, so then perhaps a Pesach is also a Pesach which may not be a Mechitza might be sufficient to help with this effect of Rishus Yachad below, and therefore I can have Avir Rishus Yachad Olad Rikia. Okay, fine. So, so the Gemara talks about like Bein Achayayim, and doesn't it compare it to like I think it compares it to a Makom Ptur.
Achayayim may be more unique.
Okay. Does someone have a like something that I can write on the board with? Oh. Thank you. I see maybe there is some advantage of having the extender on the other side. Alright. Let's fine. Okay, so the Gemara on there's a Mishnah on Sadi Beis Amud Aleph that says that I think it's one of the Makoros here that says that if I have a Chatzar Gedola, this is your Chatzar Gedola, that the Gemara says these are three Tzfachim here on each side, and there is a Chatzar Katana. This is a 10 Amah gap, it is not to scale. So, L'inyan Chatzeros, that the Gedola is Mutter, Muteris, and the Katana is Asura, says the Mishnah, Mipnei Shehi Kepischa Shel Gedola. The Gemara then proceeds to say, like, come up with five other nafka minas that come out of this Mishnah. One of them is L'inyan Get, that the way, at least let's take Rashi's chat for a second, that let's say that I have an Isha, that she owns both of these Chatzeros, and so if she is standing in the Chatzer Gedola, so then, and her husband throws a Get into the Katana, so she is Miskereshes. If she is standing in the Katana, and the husband throws a Get into the Gedola, she is not Miskereshes, because we say the Katana is Tuffle to the Tfela to the Gedola, and but we don't take the Isha, we don't bring her after the Get, we only bring the Get to her. So it sounds like this is din here is a din d'oraisa. Again, Chazal could have like started saying about hefker based in hefker and if affecting the kinyanim, but it sounds like it's din d'oraisa pashtus about this chatzer gedol and chatzer katana, even though the din per se of the mission of chatzeros is only midrabanan. One of the other examples the Gemara gives is by Kilayim, that if I have Gefanim planted in the Gedola, so it is usher to be Zorea Zrayim in the Katana. But if I have Gefanim in the Katana, it is Mutter to plant Zrayim in the Gedola. Rashi says, this is the fourth Makor there, that L'chachila I can plant them to Gabe Gedola Pischa, V'chol Pesach Kimachitzahu, Vafilu samach gefanim, samach l'gefanim, that if the gefanim are all over here up to, like, if this is all gefanim, so it is mutter l'chachila to fill up everywhere here with zrayim, as if it was a wall, like a real wall. That's what he says. Kedidnan haya geter bein sayim, if I have a fence between them, zes somach l'geter mikan, zes somach l'geter mikan. So, it is mutter to plant kilayim there, or it's not kilayim because of this Pesach. And Rashi says that he says the whole Pesach kimachitza, and he even brings a raya for what it can do from a getter, which is clearly a machitza. So here we clearly have a Chalos Shem Pesach Midoraisa outside of Omi Merubah. Three Tzfachim on each side does not equal even equal 10 Amos. So therefore, I do not have Omi Merubah here. And nonetheless, I am able to treat it as a mechitza. This is particularly striking given that the braisa on Tez Zion Amid Aleph, that says, I should have put it on the Makoros, but that says that L'inyan Kilayim, that if I have, it's talking about that a gap between 4 Tefachim and 10 Amos, that if I don't have Omi Merubah, or at least Omi Kiparetz, says the Braisa, that it's only mutter to be Zoreh Kenega the Omeid, meaning like Kenega here, but Kenega the Paretz, it's not mutter. So here, again, I clearly don't have Omi Merubah. So why is it that it's mutter to be Zoreh Kenega this entire dotted line here? And this is also particularly interesting given that, unlike, let's say, Shabbos, where I care about Rishuyos, Kilayim, I just care about one wall. So why is it that the rest of this should matter? Apparently, though, the rest of this does matter, and that even though if I would just have like 3 tefachim here and 3 tefachim here with nothing else, that clearly doesn't create a mechitza or a pesach or whatever we want to call this. But given that I have the rest of this as a mukaf, so then it creates a chalos here also. And it's mutter for me to be Zoreya there, l'chachila. So also, let's, some more evidence. Donnie discussed that there seem to be contrary implications in Rashi about whether Rashi holds that you need 3 or 4 walls to make Rishus HaYachid, that Rashi in many places seems to say you only need 3, but in Shabbos, for example, Dav Vav Amid Beis, that he says that Rishus HaYachid Gemura is that it's Nigmur Mechitzosav and that it has like 4 walls. And like it really sounds, if you look at that Rashi inside, it really sounds like Rishus HaYachid needs 4 walls. So what Donnie said, I'm not sure exactly what he meant, but he said that could be that really you need 4 walls, but 3 approximates 4. I believe that's approximately his lashon. I would like to.
I'm not making a mukha.
All right. I think a possibility, perhaps this is what Donnie meant. I don't know if. I think it's still a serious possibility in Rashi, that Rashi really thinks, BMS, you need 4 walls. However, the 4th wall is a halakhic wall that happens as a, it is chal because of the 3 other walls. I think that could answer the steeras in Rashi. And it also might be pshat in this Vodas HaKodesh, the Rashba, the 5th source, it might not be pshat. That the Rashba says lama amru shdehe akor materis mavui mivnei shakol sheyesh lo shalosh mechitzos hari kisasum dvar Torah mitzvah latal tovo. So what exactly does this mean? It's kisasum dvar Torah. Just say mivnei that it has 3 walls. It's a rishus hayachid dvar Torah. What does he want with a kisasum dvar Torah? So it could be the Rashba is saying that that when I have 3 walls, there's a chalos on the 4th wall that is so sad. Sorry?
The next few words is the result of the two or views. Does that like the word yes to them?
Present a physical reveus. I understand that this is not Mukhrach, but So that might be Tully, and the question is, Pirtzi yes or may yes or Deoraisa or not.
But the Divan Zani Beis,
very possibly. Again, the Chazon Ish might claim otherwise. I don't actually know how the Chazon Ish is going to deal with the Tzadi Beis, so I'm going to suggest something very short. Okay, so I guess, yes, that is the next thing that I'm going to speak about. We need to know just also a question. If the pshat in Rashi is that there is a 4th wall, which is chala halachically, and that if this is shot in the Rashba, so you have to know exactly what is the mechanism that makes this wall to be chal. Is it omi meruba? If you're to say it's omi meruba, so then it's a chiddush. It could be true, but that that omi meruba isn't just a din in a one particular mechitza, but it's also a din in a hekef or in a rishus, and that therefore, because I have the three walls, and whether it's three versus one wall, or that geometrically those three walls are always going to be have a greater length than the one open side, that either way that works through omi meruba. If that's that could be the mechanism. If this is all true, it could be that there's a different mechanism. Just putting that out there. And so now, what does the Chazon Ish do with all of this? So could be that the Chazon Ish is maskim, that there is a chalos on the fourth side, and that he's just only talking about the three sides, the other three sides. We know that I don't need omi meruba on the fourth side, even mid or abanan. So when the Chazon Ish says that all I have is omi meruba, so maybe he wasn't talking about the fourth side. Additionally, there is also a mysterious lashon of the Chazon Ish in source 6. It says va'emes yore darko diyaser miyaser mino reis elo mishkachas le dekeim deiga omi meruba hamiut minatorik esasum. Says the Chazon Ish that why is it he has that whole Kuf Yud Beis there is just rayas about why he thinks that Yasser Me'asser is only Midrabanan, but that he says the mechanism is that I have Bittul Rov or Halachah Rov or Ruk Kula, whatever exactly it is, that if I have a Rov Omeid, so then the mute, whether it's 10 or more, doesn't matter, is gone. Just that simple. And then he has this line, G'shem Shigimu Machitzo Sos Min Revias Kach Omi Meruah Sos Im Amute. So you have to know, I don't know exactly what he means, but it could be that he's saying something like what I've been advancing before, that there is, that he agrees that there is actually a some sort of a halachic stima that is chal on the fourth side. Just more evidence, again, that there may be such a thing as a Pesach midoraisa. Is Tosfos on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Rishon Rabbard, that it sounds from the Gemara that Omi Meruba all parts is Halach L'Mosh Mi-Sinai, Hachi Agmere L'Moshe. So how does Pasi B'Rose work? So Tosfos says that since I have these walls in the four corners, so I have Chol V'Ika B'Chol Tzad Amam Mikan V'Amam Mikan Chashiv Pesach. Tosfos might just be using Pesach loosely, and he might just mean Mechitza. That is entirely a possibility. However, we look at the Rashba. So the Rashba there says it is, he's quoting Tosfos, but or quoting Rabbi Sinu at Sarfatim, but he calls them Mechitzos. This is Dafka. The Rashba is clearly saying Dafka Mechitzos and not Pesach. And that comes from the next Rashba, the source 9, that he's bothered by the Gemara just discussing Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda allows for more gaps within the Pasim, and it's wondering if you want to separate the Pasim even more, so do I just make the Pasim bigger, or do I put more blocks in between the Pasim to break up the gaps? And it says that the putting blocks in between the pasim might function halachically as a mechitza as opposed to pasim. Hachikamar zo toris mechitza alau pirtzasa be'eser elu toris pasim alein pirtzasin b'shalosh esrei ama v'shlesh. So ask the Rashba, igel medak. Hachikamar Rabbi Yehuda zo toris mechitza alau pirtzasa be'eser v'hak tani perakamu rechem be'eser yimai Rabbi Yehuda omer enu tzark l'mayet. So what do you mean that pirtzasa of toris mechitza is be'eser? So he says that he thinks that Rabbi Yehuda, when he says Einusar Chalmai, was only talking when I had at least two mechitzos gemuros, but at least of Omi Meruba. But here, where I don't have two, I don't have any mechitzos of Omi Meruba. So therefore, 10 amos is going to be a problem unless it's going to function as Pasi B'Ros. says Valhacha, but with Pasi B. Rose, Valhacha the Ikalish, the Shte, Machitzos, Prutzos, Va'ata Tsarch, Lahatar, Mitzad, Omi Meruba, Ala Parats, She'en Anu Matiran, Ala Pirzaka, Ain Pesach, La Olam, Ain Matiran, Vahan, Pirza, Yisera, Al Eser, the Chol Shehi, Yisera, Al Eser, Nafgala, Lakule Alma, Mitoras Pesach, Veno, Mimruba, Matir, Kenegat, Pirza. Tidalacha, and then he presents like three rayas that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this idea, besides that Gemara there at hand. So when the Rashban Yud Zayin Mebeis says that in the Pasim is considered Machitzos, and he doesn't say a Pesach, he is being very dafka, that it is not a Pesach. So until now, we've all, again, Rashi says on Tzadi Beis and Mebeis that this he calls this Pesach here a Machitza. And all we've seen so far is that a Pesach may be a form of Machitza. Now we're seeing, again, that you can have a Machitza, an open-air gap, that is called a Machitza and not called a Pesach. Maybe it can go the other way also. The Rashba doesn't say this, but I'm proposing this right now, and we're talk about this hopefully shortly, but that maybe it can also go the other way, that I can have a Pesach on an open-air gap. That's not a Machitza. Can such a thing exist mid-Oraisa? We have yet to see evidence for that. Maybe it doesn't exist, but I would like to argue shortly that it can exist, that maybe it's true on a Derabanan level.
What is the language do you think he is significant? Do you think he thinks that the homemade maruba is what's found by the Pesach?
I think that
or that the Pesach is just the same by the maruba. Because it's contrasting what he's talking about. It's yes or yes, the imatir bashir, so you say all this. So do you think that's how Pesach works? Or the Pesach? Or does it need that? Then the upside of that.
Rabbi repeat this question one more time.
He's contrasting it with that Omer Meruba is not not here if it's the yes or no Esther. Does he think when it's Papa's Miesa and it's Pesach that it works because Omer Meruba is the not here? Or since it's a Pesach, it doesn't need the Heter of the Omer Meruba? That's just the framework.
What does he mean that's just the framework for it?
Meaning the language that the Omer Meruba is Matir the Pesach is different than saying that if it's the gap isn't big enough, so it's a Pesach. The Pesach doesn't need that there. It's Mutter Connecto because it's a Pesach.
And so, I mean,
the Omer Meruba, if it wasn't for Omer Meruba, maybe this wouldn't be a Pesach. But it's not that when you have a Pesach, the Omer Meruba is Matir Connecto. Those are two different ideas.
So I think he would say that, let's say that I had Pasi B'Rose and I had 10 Amos between them, that I think he would call it a Pesach, but it wouldn't, and perhaps that might be Mutter in of itself, but because I have Shem Dal Mechitzos, but certainly I think that when I don't have Shem Dal Mechitzos, I think he says that the Omi Meruba is Matir, the...
He says it here in the contrast,
yeah.
He can't really know, but that's actually very... It would be a very important formulation for how Pesach would work.
It doesn't necessarily mean that he thinks that, again, that this sheer 10 Amos does seem to be significant. Again, the way he's talking, it sounds, again, Mistimus Devarav, I would have said, Doraisa, though, could be still Min Rabbanan, but it seems that the sheer Pesach is significant, perhaps, in its own right. But it sounds like at the very least that I need Omi Meruba. Whether Omi Meruba is all that's necessary, we can't see it. See from this Rashba.
It
doesn't
sound like it's
yeah. So that's why I think that if I was the Chazon Ish, I probably could find ways out of this. But yes, I agree that to me it sounds Mistimus Devarav, and yes, from his whole context, that it's Midoraisa. So just coming back to Tzadi Beis and everything we've seen before, that again, this 3 verses 4 walls in Rashi and perhaps the Rashba. So again, Rashi calls this Pesach. He says the Pesach is like a mechitza. The Mishnah, I mean, Rashi calls it a Pesach. The Mishnah calls it a Pesach also. I think that at least on a Midoraisa level, if there is a Shem Pesach, a Chalosh Shem Pesach, independent of Omi Ruba, it is a mechitza. What does that mean that it's a mechitza? That I don't see anything there. I just see air, and I don't have Omi Ruba. So I think that perhaps the idea is that a mechitza is something that's mavdil. A mechitza needs to have a formal requirement. It has formal requirements. If I was to just stick a laser beam, like if I was to fill up an entire gap with like laser beams, that would burn anything that passes through. So that would certainly serve to be mavdil between one side of the laser beams and the other, but that would not be a Pesach. That would not be a mechitza because there are formal requirements that need to be met. But that the yesod of a mechitza is a mavdil. So now you can have different types of mavdilim. Some can be mavdil because they're physical. Others can be mavdil because they clearly designate areas as separate. If you believe that you really need on a fundamental level for a mechitza to be to make something Rosh Hashanah and just that, so then you would have to say that this mechitza is always present. This type of Pesach mechitza is always present. I think it's a mechitza midin Pesach. That's how I would like to say it, that it's always present. If you think that you really only need three walls, so this type of mechitza Pesach may not always be present. It's not necessary, and it may not always be present, but sometimes it still may be present. For example, it could be that, again, for someone may say that this is a Rosh Hashanah. These three walls are Rosh Hashanah. However, once I have three walls, and then I put these little gefufim on each side, so that even if you think it's not necessary to make a Rosh Hashanah, that it could still have a Chalos D'Oraisa to make this side into a Mechitza, Linyan, Kilayim, and Get, and etc. So let's talk about on a Durabana level for a second now. So the Gemara on Yuda Amid Beis wonders, what do we do if we have a gap in an Amma that is more than 10 amos? So let's say it's 15 amos. So what do we do? So the Gemara says that what you do is you move two amos away from the wall, and then you make a 3 amma pas, and then you have just this 10 amos, and then that's okay. The Gemara then proposes, maybe I should do it differently. Maybe I should do it like this, that I should have 1.5 amos here, then a 2 amma gap, and then 1.5 amos, and then this 10 amma gap here. So the Gemara says, oh, so if you want to say that, so then you're being poshay the question about does omi meruba mishnei tzadim work, that I have 1.5 here, 1.5 here, that's more than 2, so that would be omi meruba mishnei tzadim. The Gemara then says, no, even if you think that that Omi Meruba Mishnei Tzadim works, that it could be that this is a problem based on Asi Avir and Mehai Gisa, Mehai Gisa Mavatale, that the Avir here and the Avir here is Mavatale, this 1.5 Amma Pas. Again, whatever Asi Avira means. But it sounds like from here that what's the deal with this 10 here, that when we're talking about Omi Meruba calculations, first thing, Mehecha Tesi, that I'm able to say that Omi Meruba Mishnei Tzadim to Mavatal this when I have 10 Amos here. Secondly, that the Gemara never entertains that this 10 Amos is Mitzarif, this 1.5 Amos to make Omi Meruba against this too. I don't even need to come on to Omi Meruba Mishnei Tzadim. And finally, that the Gemara says that I can have Asi Avir Me Hai Gisa from here and here, and Mavatal this 1.5. Well, So to me, it sounds like this is that we have clearly a chalos shem pesach on I'm going to say that this is midrabanan, because again, assuming midrash, I don't need I only need three walls, and I think that this is, I'm going to explain eventually that this is, I think, independent of whatever else I was saying on a doraisa level, that this is a completely separate din. That this is a din pesach here that is not a mechitza. If it was a mechitza, so then I could have heard it being mitzaref to this, or certainly perhaps it shouldn't count as avir to mevatel this. Could be that you can have a mechitza aviri. I don't know. Again, kain what I was just saying on a doraisa level, but I think the Gemara sounds to me much more that it's just a Pesach and not a Mechitza, and it's just because it's a Pesach, so then I can take these 10 Amos out of the questions of Omi Meruba. Seth?
If I'm understanding you correctly, if I'm not, you want to know on the Pesach there about the 1.5, 2, 1.5.
Yeah.
So if you have 10 there, so that should count as a Mechitza, not to say if you're a Mechitza, or if you're Mitzari. Is that accurate?
Well, if I think that it seems clear that this 10 is, there is a din of Pesach here. Is this a mechitza or is it not a mechitza? So I'm saying if it's a mechitza, so then yes, that's what.
So I'm just a little confused. The Gemara is looking for a way to solve 15.
Yes.
And the Gemara wants to know, is this a valid way of achieving 10? So you can't assume you already have 10. And then you use that to be mitzvah. If you want to know if we do have 10, because we're trying to go down from 15 to 10. So if in terms of creating 10 using the 1.5 to 1.5, we're saying is insufficient. You can't already assume that you have 10 and then use it. You want to know, do you have 10?
So in other words, what you're saying is that it's just what you're saying is that it's an order of operations, which happens first. That first I have to deal with before I can even say that this is 10, I have to deal with Omi Meruba, and even before I deal with Omi Meruba, I have to deal with Asi Yavir Mehai Gisa Mehai Gisa.
Isn't that what the Gemara is trying to do? Isn't that what I'm saying? If you have 15, how do you make a Pesach of 10? How do you get to 10? We have different ways of doing that. Why should I already assume you already have inner 15? It's like I have 5 and I have 10, so the 10 is always independent. I don't see you already potentially throw a 3 from my 5. Why should I do that?
And you're saying that the 10 is not embedded in the 15, just waiting to be actual.
But then you could look at every 15 is 10 plus 5.
I'm saying that's your point.
Right, but I don't know why you would. 15 is 15.
Mm-hmm. You think it's 15 and you have to create 10. So the way you create 10 out of 15 is to deal with the other parts, the build of the other parts first.
That's what I thought.
That has to do with Debbie's question before, whether or not a Pesach is already a Pesach to start with, or maybe what creates that.
Right. Get away.
So, I mean, I left my Rishonim over there, but that the Rashba there says that that Rishonim seem to agree that I need to be misaking this 10 for various reasons. The Rashba says that without let me just get my Rashba. This isn't on the sheet that I passed out, but I guess it could have been. Says the Rashba, Marchik Beis Amos, Osopasa Gimel Amos, Klomar Vacherkach Nosin Kora Minakosol Ad Rosh Osopas, Inami Mamed, Shamlechi, O Samuch Lepas, O Mitzad Beis, Vakoro Lechi Matir Nosopasach Ad Hapas, Uminapas, Lahalan, Adakosel, Niterbo Mimruba al parts, fine. She ain't on Makpedin, but Omimruba al parts, El Bamashu, Minakora, Ominalechi, Lahalan. So it sounds like it's not that once I have that Lechi or Kora there, so then it's not that I calculate Omimruba and then I can come to 10, but that once I put that lachier kohor there, so then that takes the 10 out of the equation entirely.
Because that already assumes that you have 10. You've sufficiently matched the other side, but you're bringing the raya in the state where we're trying to create the 10.
So then but why...
I'm talking about limas gunner with the 3 and 2 work, so he's saying that the lefi works from one side until the 3, and the other side is things that 3, 2, and ruba, you don't need that. But we're trying to figure out, do you have 10 to begin with?
I mean, I'm not sure what you mean, but no one in the Gemara challenged the idea that, okay, that's fine, that's maybe a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether when the Gemara says, Amai, why don't you do this, was that, are they challenging that that this 2-3-10 works or not? Is that what you're... Meaning you said it Lumaskana once we know that the 2-3-10 works.
Right, so now we want to know, so the Rashi was saying, on that side 10, you need a lefty. Or the core only has to go from one side until the 3. The core doesn't have to go from one side to the other side. Because that 3-2, since that's omade rubit, that doesn't need a lefty or a core. That's just a wall.
So then why does he say, she'ein anu makpidim ba'omi merubal aparaz el b'mashu min a kora o min a lefty lahalan? That it sounds like I need the lefty or the kora to say that I don't need to deal with this in terms of omi meruba. So then, if I already have 10, so then why do I need the lucky or the kohor to do it? The lucky or kohor might be needed for another reason, like maybe this is just, I can't have, this can't, as like Tosos, that this can't serve as a lucky because it's more than 3 tefachim away from the wall, but it has nothing to do with Omei Meruba. So that's what I'm saying, that I think the Rash when he says, She'ino makpidim ba'omi meruba ala paritz, I don't care about omi meruba ala paritz, ala mashu nakoro min alechi lahalan, that even if I put a kora here, this and let's say it's floating midair, so that's obviously not a good kora, meaning a kora for other reasons, but let's pretend that that was a good kora, so then means that I have just taken this 10 out of Omi Meruba, out of Omi Meruba calculations. That's what the Rashba sounds like he's saying. And clearly this, a Kora is not a Mechitza. So, I mean, maybe Kora Misha Mechitza, but the Rashba is, I highly doubt, is assuming that at this point in time. And so therefore, he seems to be saying that a Kora is able to take this 10 Amos out of Omi Meruba calculations. So she'ein anu makpidim ba'omi meruba ala paritz. He's saying it's not that I she'ein anu makpidim on the 2 because I have omi meruba with the 3 that I but he's saying that ein anu makpidim ba'omi meruba on the 10. Because a lechi or kohor never works on 12.
Right. So in that other case, we're saying you don't have 10. You have 15. Because Osei Beirah had Yisro Meir Yisro
Mavatlo. I'm not understanding how you're reading this Rashba.
Okay, so we can discuss that.
Okay. So again, if I'm correct, and I think that the Rashba sounds like what I'm saying, that we appear to have a Chaloshein Pesach here, and that Chaloshein Pesach is not a Mechitza, and so therefore, I think that this is an indication that there is, at least on a Durabanan level, an idea of a Chaloshein Pesach independent of Omei Meruba and independent of being a Mechitza. Another place that we may find this idea is that the Gemara on Ham and Beis wants to make a Kal V'Chomer, that Ome Meruba should work on the fourth side of a Mavoi, that from Chatzar. The Chatzar is a Nitar with Laki or Kora, but it's Nitar with Ome Meruba, so Mavoi, that's Nitar with Laki or Kora, and it didn't should Nitar, should, it should be Hutar with Ome Meruba. So Tosu says that this is only on the Ruach Revius, because that's Dayolovo Medin Lios Kenidon, that Lachi also only worked, because Lachi only worked on Ruach Revius. So this is seemingly difficult to understand, that at the end of the day, that Ome Meruba does work, at least on a physical sense, on a Mavui, even on the other sides. Like, let's say that I have a... say that I have a Mavui here, and that it has a gap of, say, this is 3 amos, 2 amos, 10 amos. So, or even if you want to say this is 2, 2, and 2. Anyway, that, and that I have, let's say, a ko right here. As long as I don't have Bucky Ba Rabim, so, I mean, Rav Huna aside, but as long as I don't have Bucky Ba Rabim here, this Mavui is fine. So I'm using Ome Meruba, right? So what does Tosos mean that Ome Meruba doesn't work on the other three sides? So, and certainly also that if Ome Meruba, if you want to also say Ome Meruba is insufficient, so then Ome Meruba, I would have thought Ome Meruba is low garmi lachi. If anything, it's probably better than a lachi. Maybe that Ome Meruba is cluster some sort of hecker or something. If a lechi is too long, and you think that this wall, which was built as a kavana of a wall, but that still can't serve as a lechi, that Tosfos doesn't seem to think that. So what's going on here? So the Chazanish is actually the beginning of the Chazanish on Erevin. So the first piece there that he discusses this Tosfos and what's going on here, and he says that he proposes that on a Midrash Rabbanan level that Chazal said that the Mavui has that gas have to have a din of a Pesach, and that's what else is Tosfos is discussing, that Ome Meruba itself on the three sides is insufficient, but that I don't need this din Pesach necessarily on the fourth side. What exactly that this apparently a Pesach is more stringent than Ome Meruba. Hopefully we will discuss this shortly, but what exactly is the Chazanish is saying that that's what Tosfos means. Chazanish himself actually doesn't like this pshat in Tosfos. The second two sifkatans in that Chazanish are, he's discussing all the dichukim that he thinks arise from this mahalach, and in the fourth sifkatan there, he of the Chazanish and Erevin, he proposes a different mahalach and Tosfos. But at least for now, that this is what the Chazanish says, and that the Brisker Rav and Bechoros Yud Zayin Amud Beis also says something similar from the same cheshbon that I just said, that he says mikan rai that mavoi needs to be kulo sasum. I spoke out the Chazanish as opposed to the Brisker Rav because I believe that the Chazanish calls it a Pesach. The Brisker Rav, you're going to have to explain why a 2 am or even up to a 10 am a gap is kolo sasum. You're going to have to presumably come on to calling it a Pesach. If you're going to call it a Pesach, so let's just start with the Chazanish who calls it a Pesach anyway, as opposed to calling it kolo sasum. But so, again, the Chazanish doesn't think that this is the correct Shan Tosos, but it still highlights if there's a Shem Pesach, other Achronim may have to come on to, we'll see other Achronim hopefully shortly, that we may have to revisit this, but anyway, it still helps to highlight exactly what a Shem Pesach may mean. Tosfos also on Vavim Bedalef. So Rav Huna says that the Shir Pirtzas Mavoi is Bedalef Tfachim, whether or not there's such a thing as the Gemara says that Rav Huna doesn't distinguish between Bikias Rabim or not. And Tosfos seems to be saying, he says that Rav Huna is Moda, that the Rosh Mavoi, that you can have up to 10 am a gap. because apparently that's not a problem of people are not going to abandon the main Pesach because it's not going to serve as a shortcut on the sign, so that's a problem because it can serve as a shortcut. Tosos seems to be alluding to the Gemara in Yoda Beis is talking about a chashash shavik piska, shavik piska rabbi or piska zuta. Sounds from the Gemara there that if people, let's say the Rosh Hamavoi is nitzar with a kohar or even a lechi, that if people go out a different way, that seems to undermine the tikkun b'Rosh Hamavoi, and that's a problem. So this again, that this this din of chashasha v'kischa is it undermines lechis and koras. If a lechi or kora is only needed on a space of it undermines lechi or kora. Tosu says that it only though when I have four tefachim does this chashash start in the first place. It's not I don't have a raya. But it's very possible that four tefachim is the shear of a Pesach, and it could be that Tosus is saying that it's only a rival Pesach that can prompt a chashash shavik piska. Rashi, incidentally, clearly doesn't learn this way. Rashi understands the din of Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yassi that when they say that that if I'm lacking the if I have three tefachim, so then away from the Rosh Hamavoi, so then I have chashash shavik piska, and a four tefach pas solves that problem. Rashi seems to come out of the way he understands Yom Beis, that when the Gemara says Ma'ishna Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yassi, that is asking that there we say that I have a chashash shavik piska when I don't have a pas dalas for Rosh Hamavoi. That sounds like, from the way Rashi learns this Gemara, that I can have a chashash of a piska on less than four tzvachim, and it is solved when I have a pas dalas b'Rosh Hamavoi. Tosos, I think, learns the Gemara differently, as we'll see later other ways to learn the Gemara. Also, another indication, again, perhaps that there's a Shem Pesach Midrabanan, that what does that the Gemara, according to Rav Chanan bar Rava, who most Rishonim Paskin like, Bekiyas Rabim, creates a problem at Dalas Tefachim. There, the Mishnah Berurah and Shaar HaTzion between them, there are three different reasons what the problem is. The Levush says becomes a Derech HaRabim. Others, and this is already found in Rishonim, that it makes it into Mavli Mefulash, and the Tosefah Shabbos says that it also prompts the Chashash Shavik Piska. So why not just say that Bekiyas Rabim is a problem because it creates a Pirtza, that if Omi Meruba, again, everyone thinks that I need Omi Meruba, that if Omi Meruba is to be Chal, so it can't be Chal if I have people trampling through its Mechitza. I think that that's a fair possibility. And even if you think that there is a Chalosh Shem Pesach there, and that the Pesach is a type of a Mechitza, so again, I think that it's very easy to say that a mechitza can be overwhelmed by lots of traffic. Why do they need to come on to that it becomes a derech harabim or a chashash shavik piska or these other explanations? So it could be that they are assuming that there is a chalosh shem pesach here that is mavdil between the two different makomos, between outside the mavui and inside the mavui, and when I have let's work with Derech HaRabim or the or even Mefulash that it that it that once I have a whole highway going through the Mavoi, so then that the reason I have to come on to this that I have to come on to this explanation is because I have this Shem Pesach that is Mavdu, and this Havdalah is lost when I have a whole highway going through the Mavoi. And that it's only also at Fort Tzfachim when I have a Shem Pesach that can prompt a Chashash Shavik Pischa. I think that this, basically everything that I've been saying here on a Durabanan level, I would like to use the Svara mentioned in the Ritva on Yud Aleph and Beis, that the, this is source 10, that the Gemara there says that they're wondering how many mechitzos do Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel need. So the Gemara then says that maybe only Beis Hillel needs, first they say Beis Hillel needs three mechitzos, and they say no, maybe Beis Hillel only needs two mechitzos. Interestingly enough, that the Ritva doesn't just like the Rashba forcefully rejects this like this Gemara's Havamina. It's just a dichoy, don't take it so seriously. Only Rabbi Yehuda really only thinks that that you need two mechitzos to arise. So the Ritva seems to work with it, interestingly, and he says that about that two mechitzos mechayev behu hazorek aval midrabanan osru l'taltal ad ikad gimel mechitzos shleimos v'lechi okor barosh ruch revias haikera mishum delo mixi luhu le'inshi rishus hayachid im ein shum haikera af ruch revias. So the Ritva says that there's a svara that a Rish Sayachid could be halakhically Rish Sayachid without this, but that halakhically that the Rabbanan to be Matzah or Tiltal and Rish Sayachid, Lamaisa, it has to look like a Rish Sayachid to people. And people are not Ishe HaHalakha that can just see good Usik walls, or when they look at a pool of water, they see a Mayan, or it's a Zechila, that the people just see what they see. So it has to look like a Rishus Siyachid. So I think I would like to use this idea of a Pesach, that physically speaking, a Mavoi needs to look like a Rishus Siyachid. If it, and they were only Matir Tiltu if it looked like a Rishus Siyachid. So one can make something look like Rishus Siyachid by adding walls, or one can make it look like Rish HaSiyachid in other ways. But if there is a gap, and it looks like Rish HaSiyachid, so Chazal gave that gap a din of a Pesach. A Pesach is not a Mechitza. It symbolizes the demarcation between the two Rishuyos, and it has Nafgaminas, for example, that for the Avni Nezer, it would not be considered part of the Malkum Osherlo. Again, I think what the Rashi was saying on Yudam Ebay is that it can take 10 Amos out of Omi Meruba calculations, and it also has certain conditions that need to be met. For example, it can't be undermined by another Pesach with a Chashash Avik Pisca, and other conditions that I'm about to present shortly, and that the Yisod is that it needs to, that if it lacks these conditions, then it doesn't look like a Pesach, and therefore, Chazal doesn't look like Rishus Yachid, and therefore, or if it lacks these conditions, it doesn't look like Rishus Yachid, so therefore, Chazal took away the Shem Pesach and weren't Matir Tiltal. So, what conditions are maybe necessary? And other.
A matter of how people see it versus whether it's ra'oi. You're saying it as chazi as opposed to ra'oi. Chazi means ra'oi as well. But meaning the grammar seems more like ra'oi. Lo mechsi, lo enshi. It's not ra'oi then. And ain shum hakera after shum hakera. If it meant how they see it, it would be that enshi lo chazi. What does it mean?
I'm not sure that's the case.
It's a matter of how it looks, or it's a matter of whether it's ra'oi.
What?
You get that?
I was certainly reading the Ritva as what the, how they how people perceive it, not whether.
It's low chazi. You know, even that was, I mean, why?
There, but you are.
Yeah, it is such a thing. Then why would it say lahu?
Because it's the inchi.
What? I understand, but why say it in an indirect fashion? I could get wrong. I'm
near ano nira laham kirusha siyachet.
But why?
Lo nira lahu.
Then it should be kirusha siyachet. Lo mirsi lahu inchi kirusha siyachet. That's how they perceive, not how what they see. Lo mirsi lahu inchi kirusha siyachet is a correct grammatical statement.
I
what he's saying here is not would be imadur, what we're saying. Could be, I mean, Rishon did not always speak of grammar. But the way you're saying it is imadur, the kaf is missing.
Or they don't ain't onira leinchi rishus yachad. They don't see a rishus yachad. They see, let's again midoraisa, the Ritva is saying that two walls makes rishus yachad. So they don't see a rishus yachad. They see two. They see like a highway surrounded by walls.
They don't see a rishus yachad. Meaning it's objective. They're, it's not a matter of perception. It's a matter of, that's how they term it.
They don't see the objective rishus
yachad. Yes,
and then they don't see kid. They don't see Harry. I mean, you're saying they don't see
the Rishon Tzion.
Okay,
the movie.
You don't hear it the other way of reading it.
I hear why you're saying it that way. I don't.
It's not Roy for their Tashmish without.
Let's get to,
if the reading is possible, then the Svar being. If that reading is true, the Svar would be something like a question of that people have different tashmishim in a Rishus HaYachra moved Dallas than in Rishus HaYachra moved Dallas. If it's not moved from the Rishus HaYachra from the Carmel outside, people have a different level of tashmish. Once it's a hacker that this is their area, it's more right for them.
Even though it's still a mavoi, not a chatzer.
And a chanami, but a mavoi may have tashmishim that a speak doesn't have.
I mean, my assumption was, for the most part, that a mavoi was just like alleyways get from chatzers to Rishus HaRabim and vice versa.
There definitely are, meaning that I think once we're getting to that point, I think there might be more, meaning that then the fact that Rashi doesn't consider there to be a difference between mavoi and chatzer in terms of, other than structural, might be important, meaning Rashi doesn't necessarily agree with you. I'm not saying that works so well for Ritva, but I'm saying if one could advance, I think it's a theoretical svar, it could be that's what the words mean now.
Okay, perhaps.
And then it would have nothing to do with. I mean, the reason why it's okay, more to the next step of your hover, just in terms of. Then it would probably have very little to do with how you look at Pesachim, because the other walls are sufficient. He's saying you need a hacker on the Ruach HaVis to create a kind of tashmish in the chatzer. Sachem don't necessarily share them in the same sense, even Britzis.
I mean, I have to think about whether your reading is the correct reading of the Ritva, and probably look at. I don't believe the Rashba has a parallel formulation, so that's not necessarily a place to go. But it's certainly, I think that the way I feel comfortable speaking about the way I read it, and I feel that other people in this room. Had the same impression as I did. But that doesn't mean that what you're saying is incorrect. All right, so what other conditions might there be necessary to have a Pesach? So one is that there's an interesting sheet to the Ravid, that it has to be used, not in the sense of about like the Chashash of a Pesach, but let's just see this Ravid on Yudum Ebez, the site in the Ritva there, that... The Ravid understands the Gemara. Again, Rashi says, Maishna, the Gemara says that, why aren't we worried about Shavi Pisra Rabba and Ayo Pisra Zuta? No, Chazaka, that people don't do that. Maishna Rabbi Yami Riyasi, that if I have a gap of more than three Svachim or more away from the wall, so then I need a Paz Dalas to Matra the Mavoi, otherwise I'm worried about Chasha Shavi Pisra. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. And, the Ravid, though, explains the Gemara differently. Parchinan va Ravid zal perish de kushyan mid Rebbe Amiriasi haidi mimai de ka'amri she'im yesh pas dalas matir pirza ad eser. Not that Rashi's saying that in the case where I don't have the pas dalas, but when I do have a pas dalas, that it's matir pirza ad eser. Time mushum de kevin she'esh kan pas dalas v'ika koro gabay mavoy. Chashvinan zo pirtzaki iluhi pesach shabakosel v'hainu du barchinan de kevin de chashvinan le ke pesach shabakosel alma shavki piska rab v'ayo piska zuta. that if it's a Pesach, so it means that people are not necessarily using the main path as much. And how do I know that? If I don't say that the fact that people are using this side gap as a Pesach, so then it wouldn't be a Pesach, rather it'd be a Pirtza. Vari hu chaser dofen shlishi veheach Pirtza zo niteres bakora shehi chaser acher pastas velo keneged Pirtza ein sham ela kosel echad. That I don't have sufficient machitzos. So a Pesach must be used, said the says the Ravid. The Ritva, I ellipsed out the rest of his discussion, but then his kashi is, I don't think that's true. Mikomakumain divri urbanu, the Ravid, Mukhuvarim, Delo Mashma Delahave, Time of the Hazam Ibnation, Mipnation, Ichnas, and the Yotzim Bepirza. I don't think it's true that, that you need people to be going in and out of the Pirtza. But the Ravid says that he thinks that is necessary, that a gap that is just sitting there and serving no constructive purpose doesn't look like a Pesach. So therefore, with the framework that I'm advancing, that undermines the Mavoi's appearance of a Rishus Yachid, and that's a problem. Another, even for the Ravid though, that it still needs to be used, it can't be used too much, because again, Pesach may still be vulnerable to Bekiyas Rabim, and even if also we don't want to go as far as the Ravid, that we still have the din of Shavik Pischa, that if people don't use at least the Rosh HaMavoi, that creates problems in the Lakir Korah there. Fine. Another condition may be that a Pesach has to be intentionally made. So let's say that I have a Mavoi that and one side has a Tzuras Pesach. That is two lachayim and a korah al gabayim. That's how I'm drawing it. Whatever. And on the other side, it just has, say, this is seven amma and six amma and I don't know, three amma. So let's say I have omi merua here on this side, and this is ten amma, so it's not to scale. Okay, I have Bekiyas Rabim. What Bekiyas Rabim is, Rashi seems to say that Bekiyas Rabim, or Rashi defines Lo Bakiba Rabim, is that there's like Refish Petit there. Seems, if I take Rashi very seriously, it seems like I need to actually have a physical something that's Monea Hilacha Rabim. The Be'er Halacha isn't so sure that this is what Rashi means, like cites the Rabbeinu Yerucham, other sources that this that there may be other definitions of what Baki Bat Rabim is. I think the Tosos Rit also sounds like Baki Bat Rabim means that you actually have Rabim that are Bokeya. But be that as it may, the din is that if I have Baki Bat Rabim here, so what is the status of this Mavoi? Is it kosher or is it pasul? So the Be'er Halacha brings down, cites a bunch of shitos about this. And seemingly, though, I would think that this should be like a Mavi Mufulash. A Mavi Mufulash, two walls on either side, is Nitar with a Tzuras of Pesach, assuming we pass in like the Tanakama against Hanania. It's Nitar with a Tzuras of Pesach on one side and a Lucky or Kor on the other side. So too here, I have Tzuras of Pesach on one side and I have Omim Bruba. Or maybe you want me to stick a Lucky on here or something. That this Mavu should be fine. However, the base mayor says it is not fine. And not only is it just the base mayor claims it's the Ritva, and he also it's also Mishkanes Yaakov, and it's also a Chassam Sofer commenting on an Eben Ha'ozer in Shin Samachay, who all say that this is not fine. The Ritva seems to say that once I have Bucky Barabim, it is a Pirtza, and a Pirtza is no longer an Eter with Lachi or Korah. That's what he seems to say. Could be that the Ritva is talking about a case where, again, he's commenting on Rabbi Yami Vriyasi, where I have a Korah Barosham Avoy, not a Tzurasa Pasach Barosham Avoy. In fact, the Rashba says something similar, Duyik that way. The Rashba says that once it's a Pirtza, Ein Korah Acheres Matir Es Pirtza. So it sounds like I only have a Korah Barosham Avoy, but if I had a Tzurasa Pasach Barosham Avoy, so then maybe an Akhanami, that it would be fine. The base mayor doesn't think this is what the Ritva means, and he thinks that for some reason this should be different than a Mavi Mefulash, again, that where I have a Tzurasa Pesach on one side and a Lachi or Korah on the other side, and I'm good to go. Some reason he thinks this is different than that. The Mishkanes Yaakov, he doesn't cite the base mayor or the Ritva, but he has a raya for this. That back to our Mavoi Akum, that says the Rosh. Rashi says that they put a Tzurasa Pesach in the middle and then a Lechir on each end. Says the Rosh, you can also put a Tzurasa Pesach on each side and a Lechi in the middle. Says the Mishnah Yaakov, this isn't exactly how he asked the Kasha. He asked the Kasha from a little more complicated case, but I think that this is essentially what his question is, and it's a very strong question. Why do I need this Lechi here? I have Omi Meruba here. This Mavoi here has Omi Meruba. This is this Omid is Meruba to this, and this Mavoi here, I have Omi Meruba on this side. Why do I need this Lechi here? Alma, just because I have Omi Meruba, that it is insufficient. So that is why also the Eben Ozer is the one who says that this should be mutter, and this is why everyone who quotes base mayor quotes the Eben Ozer and thinks that he's wrong, and the Mishkanes Yaakov is quoting Eben Ozer and thinks he's wrong, and the Chassam Sofer there, and at least in the back of my Shulchan Aruch, he has Hagos on the Eben Ozer, and he thinks that he's wrong also. They all are presumably assuming three things, that it's Tzurasa Pesach isn't a full wall, because if I had a wall here, so then everyone agree that Omi Meruba works on the fourth side, that despite having a Tzurasa Pesach on the front side of the Mavli, which means that the side is kosher, I still can't claim that my third side is Ruach Revius, because again, Ruach Revius, if I have Omi Ruah, it's fine, so they're saying that I can't say that it's Ruach Revius. And Omi Ruah also doesn't suffice on the first three sides. Where do they get this from? They get this from the Tosos on Hay Amud Beis. This is what the Chassam Sofer cites that Tosos explicitly. Chazon Ish, interestingly enough, sides with the Eben Ozer. He thinks that this is like a Mavi Mefulash. Why is it not a Mavi Mefulash? And he disagrees actually with all three of those assumptions, I think, that they are making, that he thinks that he seems to play up Tzurasa Pesach as a wall consistently in other contexts. He seems to think that I'm able to decide what is my Ruach Revius in the sense that whatever will make something, what is more likely to make something mutter, and that, again, he thinks that the Pshat and Tosfos is only according to Rav Huna, but really, but according to Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Omi Meruba works on all four sides. I hear the. Yeah, the base mayor is saying the Lechi isn't enough. I'll look up Leonetter, the Mishkanes Yaakov again. I thought that he was saying that even a Lechi isn't enough either, but I guess from his Raya of Mavoyakum that. I don't know why a Lechi shouldn't be sufficient. The yeah, I mean, that's presumably...
It's a dual... I mean, the Raya Mo'e Hakom is that over there you see you need a tikkun and you need a Tzur's Metzach on the other side. Here where it's impossible to get a Tzur's Metzach on the other side, Memeilo the Lashon won't work. In a Mo'e Hakom you have Betzim three tikkunim. Happens to be that one, that only two on each Mo'e, but the third tikkun might have a radiant effect, which is matter. I'm saying, but that's why that would maintain the Mishnah's Yaakov. That would maintain the din here and his rag. If you make that assumption, that answer.
I guess this is why I'd have to probably look up again. His raya is from why again his mavoi, his raya was from the like that mavoi yokum that they had in Narda and that they needed delosos all over the place. So perhaps that there's perhaps that the fact that I've deviated from the raya that he actually brings may be why that I have run into this question. What? And what this goes to show is that people shouldn't try to simplify what Talmidei Chachamim say. Anyway, so how do we deal with this raya? So the Chazon Ish also asked this question on himself, and he proposes some sort of idea that somehow we view this as ugly, it's curved. Which I think what he really means is more that we just like straighten it out, which is why he also has questions about like let's say that if I had a mavoi akum that was like let's say it's very wide over here and then much more narrow over here, so that if I straighten it out, that if I have omi this is omi that now I have omi muri here, so then maybe it really is okay. The Chazon Ish has like all sorts of interesting questions based on that. But anyway, that's how he gets out of that raya. Supposedly there's another explanation in the Ksav V'chosam of Rabbi Akiva Eger, but I didn't find it there. I had enough trouble finding the sefer in and of itself. But I found the sefer. I didn't find where he said anything about Erevin and Mavos. So back to our discussion about Pesach for a second. So why isn't this like a Mavi Mefulash? Why can't I just put a Tzuris up? Why does the base mayor, he thinks the Ritva says that I need a Tzuris of Pesach over here? So he says that he calls it a pirtza, but why is it a pirtza? Why is it different than a mavoi mafulash? So it says, kama, okay, that should be shagag bezeh. Again, base mayor wasn't in Bar Ilan, so shagag bezeh. Dezeh loshen a ritva, v'chol shehu nidon kepirtza bein yosur mi aser bein medalis, lo sagi belechi v'kora elabai tzuris a pasach shein lechi v'kora matir nes a pirtza. Rutsa Lomar Didavka Mavli Sosum Niteris Bapasa Hapasach Balaki Vikora Oafilu Mufuleshas Mavli Mufulash Mikomoko Mashne Psachim Hain Latseis Vilavo Behen. Latseis Vilavo Behen Niteris Achas Bitsuritsa Pasava Achas Balaki Vikora. Aval Pirza Vidalas Tvachim O Bucky Bo Rabim Deshame Pirza La Sulo Mystery Balaki Vikora Mimela Delo Efshar Lamela of Hatcher Da Omi Muruba Vakal Vachomer. So he's not very clear exactly what the getter is. It sounds like he's saying that it was a Mavi Mefulash was built to be Mefulash to Rishos Arabims or to whatever it's Mefulash to, and this was not built that way. It's just a pirza, like an earthquake came or whatever and knocked down part of the wall. So there could be two ways to explain this. That one of them is that, again, the Gemara says that Mishna wrote Tzido Be'eser, that it's a Pesach. Rosho also, it's a Pesach. So it could be that that the base mayor, Uda Ime, are saying that that really it's not a Pesach, that it's just, it's neutral, it's neither a Pesach, but it's not a Pirza. But once I have Bucky Barabim, so then that turns it into a Pirza. But Masha Ein Kein, a Mavli Mefulash, which is built to serve as a Pesach, and those are both up, those are Psachim in the full sense, so those are not, I don't need a Tzuris of Pesach on both ends, even with Bucky Barabim. If this is shot in the base Meiros, then the Avni Nezer can't agree with it, because the Avni Nezer thinks that I need to have a Pesach on all gaps regardless of Bucky Bar Rabin. And incidentally, I thought I couldn't find where the Avni Nezer discusses this, but it sounded to me explicitly, but it sounded to me the way he's talking about a certain Mavoi in Reish Samach Bey's Yud Tes, that it sounded like he held like this Evan Ozer. That's fine. However, more likely, I think that this is not pshat in the, or maybe this is pshat in the base Meir, but at least in the Mishnas Yaakov, I don't think this is pshat. It says he also draws some sort of ambiguous chiluk, but I think it's a little more clear. The al kain ha de machmir, this should be pirtzas mavui be dalis, also Mishnas Yaakov, surprisingly, even though it's a tshuva sefer, was not in Bar Ilan. Machmir pirtzas mavui be dalis, hainu de lo michzi kol kach, kit pischa. Thankfully, he put the chaf there. Kipischa b'mavoi she'enu also kol kach l'tashmish l'dira. That should be gam harabim bokim bo umuvatlin shem pesach mimenu vigor tam mishum delo avidi da avdi, should be I think da avidi da avdi inchi pischa b'mavoi mitzido. I apologize for these typos. I thought I corrected them, but I guess in my haste I missed many of them. He seems to be saying that, he seems to be drawing this distinction about whether it was made that way or it wasn't made that way, and whether it's derech or not, but he also seems to say that harabim bokim bo mevatlin shem pesach mimenu. It sounds like he may be agreeing, again, if I'm, it's hard to know how much to be meduk and achrona, but it seems to be saying that that there is a shem pesach, but there are two types of Pesachim. That there is a Pesach that is built intentionally to serve as a Pesach, so that is a very strong Pesach. And Bikias Rabim doesn't necessarily destroy it, as long as there is a Tzuras of Pesach on the other side. This type of Pesach can get away with a Lachi or Kora. But a Pesach that just happened accidentally, because of like an earthquake or whatever, that is much more vulnerable, and the Kiyas Rabim will undermine it. So, according to these Zachronim, though, that we see that a Tanai in Pesach is that either that it doesn't have the Kiyas Rabim, or that it was made for the purpose of serving as a Pesach. If you were to ask me, what happens that punk that like there was a wall and that the earthquake came and knocked it down in such a way that it really looked like it was done by done intentionally by a master architect and engineer, I don't know what they would say. I assume they would say lo chalku chachamim bedavar, but I really don't know. But that's what they say. So, again, that I believe that the yesod of all this is, on a Durabanan level, that I think this is completely separate from what I was saying on a Doraisa level, that there might be a Chaloshen Pesach midoraisa, and that is a Mechitza midin Pesach. This is that Chazal wanted the Mavoi to look like a Rishus Yachid, so therefore they created all these conditions that you can't have Bikias Rabim, and that maybe it has to be used, and etc., and that if it looks like Rishus Yachid, meaning that it is Muvdal sufficiently, so Chazal gave it a Shem Pesach that is not a Mechitza, and this is Machter the Mavoi. The Avni Nezer would say it's not Taurus the Makom Aserlo, and that it has Nafkaminas, for example, again, the Avni Nezer would be part of Makom Aserlo, the way that I'm understanding the Rashba and Yodim Abeis, that it can take it out of Omi Meruba calculations, that it has these various nafkaminas, but it is a Pesach, not a Mechitza. So, Rosenzweig discussed, though, that a Tzuras of Pesach might also just be a Midin Pesach and not a Mechitza, or also a Mechitza Midin Pesach, or something like that. What exactly would be the difference between this type of Pesach, which is not a Mechitza, and a Tzuras of Pesach, which also might not, if assuming that you think a Tzuras of Pesach is not a Mechitza or less of a Mechitza. So, and we see that, for example, in this example here, that the base mayor is clearly assuming that the Tzuras Pesach is not a full wall, and if it was a full wall, I think that if you took concrete or bricks or whatever and put a wall here, I think he would agree that obviously you can get away even if this was happened accidentally with a lefty. Yeah, I understand, but that the wall... No, I okay.
Yeah, I mean the first and second.
Okay, that.
I mean the fourth wall.
But I think that you could challenge them independently. Meaning you could think that since it's Urus HaPesach, it might not be a wall, but since that side is kosher, so I'm allowed to choose what is going to be my Ruach Revius. Anyway. Yes, that's why I present them as two separate assumptions. But. So they clearly are assuming again that the Tzuris HaPesach is not a full mechitza, or it's not a mechitza at all, or you have to know exactly what they're assuming. And this is like you have to examine all the different dinim. Just an example that like let's say that you had the Shulchan Aruch says that if you.
What are you trying to show now? Are you answering the question of what the difference is between a
Well, I'm just about to discuss that even if you think that Tzuris HaPesach, I'm just about to elaborate a little more on the ambiguity of Tzuris HaPesach. Okay. That back to our case on Yudim Beis, that if I have a 3 amma gap here, sorry, a 2 amma gap here, a pas of 3 ammas, and then 10, so we assume that people don't use this. And let's say I have a Korah here. So we assume that people don't use this 2 amma gap. But if they did, and since we assume that they don't, so then it doesn't create a problem of Chashash Shavik Pischa. But the Shulchan Aruch says if they did, so then you have to deal with it. If that people do actually use it, you can't ignore the fact that people are doing it. In general, that's not what people do, but if they do, you have to deal with it. The Shulchan Aruch, the Girsa Lefanenu from the Goz Asheri, is that you put a Tzuris HaPesach on the Katan. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks if it's based on undermining the Lechi or Korah Barosh HaMavoi, so then what does a Tzuris HaPesach on the Katan do? Chazanish answers that it's a wall, just as if you have less than a tree tefachim and it's lovewood. So we don't worry about shavik piska, that people are walking through the wall. So too, it's Tzuris HaPesach, it's a wall. But Rabbi Kiva Eger clearly is not assuming that it's a wall, at least not in the full sense. On the other hand, that there's a din of the Tavua Shor that you can't have. The Tavua Shor is talking about why a lechi can't be three or more tefachim away from the wall, and he says that this din also applies to the kanim of the Tzuris HaPesach, that the lechayayim of the Tzuris HaPesach, that if you can't just have if I have 3 tefachim here and 3 tefachim here, I can't just make a Tzuris HaPesach in the middle. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chuvos Yud Ches says, I don't know why not. Tzuris HaPesach's a wall. So the status of Tzuris HaPesach is ambiguous. And again, the fact that it may serve as a wall may be part of the answer to the question about what is the difference between this type of Pesach and a Tzuris HaPesach. But even if you don't want to go in that direction, a Tzuris HaPesach, we know, can work more than 10 amos. Rav Rosenzweig had proposed that a Tzuris HaPesach may be an integrator, that it can, what Rav Rosenzweig meant, that it is the fact that it can go beyond 10 amos is because it has the ability to take a pirtza of yes or meyaser is a problem because the two sides are not integrated. But a Tzuris HaPesach has the ability to, it's a type of Pesach that can actually integrate those two sides. That Tzuris HaPesach also looks much more like a Pesach, and it can be mavdil between the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah much better. So that could be why, that could be part of this factor also. Why that it can connect the gaps much better than that Chazal said that it has the ability to connect the gaps much better than a non-source of Pesach. Until now, I've been basically assuming that a Pesach doesn't need any tikkunim whatsoever. That Tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger says that in a mavoy, and this is clear from the Gemara that this is not true by Chatzar, but he says that a pas cannot serve two functions. So if I have a mavoy that is, let's say that a mavoy is like this, and that I have, this is 10 amos. So this needs a lechi. Why? Even if I put up this, he says this needs a lechi. Why? Even I have this ama here. It's not, I know that 4 amos make something not a lechi anymore. 1 ama should be a great lechi. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger that since this ama is serving to bring it down to 10, so then it can't serve as a lechi. But is it a Pesach without the lechi there? I assume it would be a Pesach without the lechi there. But Rabbi Kiva says that it needs to have another tikkun. Again, it's clear in a chatzar that this is the Gemara's mefurish, that black and white, that this works in a chatzar. And presumably it's a... Presumably, again, at least on a Doraisa level with the key lime and the get, that you set up a mavos in a certain way like that, that mid-Doraisa, that it's a Pesach anyway, but apparently Rabbi Kiva Eger thinks that this still needs a tikkun. So maybe a lot of the times that I've been speaking about an idea that is neutral, that is neither a Pirzah nor a Pesach, it could be I've been assuming that a Pesach means that I don't need to do anything more to it. But maybe that what I've been saying until now in many places is incorrect, that really that or at least at many fewer places, that there's nothing neutral. It's either you either have a pirza or a pesach, but just some pesachim are masukan and some are not masukan. I'm more inclined to think that now, I guess, that there are 4 categories, that you have a pirza, you have something neutral. Like 3.5 tfachim is clearly, I think that you're going to have to agree that this category exists anyway, that 3.5 tfachim is not a pirza, but it's also not a pesach. And then you may have a Pesach Sheinu Mesukan in this case, and that if Rabbi Kiva Eger is correct, and a Pesach Mesukan, like if I have Omim Ruba Lechi, or if Rabbi Kiva Eger isn't correct, then this would also be a Pesach Mesukan. But anyway, that's what I think that I'd like to try to keep to my time limit, and that's all.
Who's next week? Ariel?
I didn't think so.
Oh, later.
I think he wanted to wait until
So who is next week?
Yeah.
Answer off.
Thank you.